It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Earlier in the show, we heard from a venerable area musical organization, the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra, which has been performing for 114 years. Well, the Milwaukee Children's Choir has not yet been around for quite that long, just 21 years. But in that two-plus decades, they've made quite an impact, both on the children singing in the choirs and on the audiences who hear them.
Marco Antonio Melendez is the organization's artistic director, and he joins me in the studio now. Marco, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you, Bonnie.
The Milwaukee Children's Choir is getting ready to perform two concerts, one this weekend and one next. But before we get to the specifics of the concert, let's talk a little bit about the Children's Choir programs. I mean, it's such a huge part of the musical community that we don't hear a lot about.
Right. Well, since 1994, Emily Holt Crocker, a Texan native actually, but now has been in Milwaukee for over 20-some-odd years, has been around, and she founded Milwaukee Children's Choir as a way to go out into the community and bring kids together and provide an advanced level music education program for students throughout the Milwaukee area. And so we've continued on with that mantra today in providing this program and having students come to us with no knowledge whatsoever of music and some with an exponential knowledge of music. It really spans the entire gamut, as it were. We have students from K-4 through 12th grade. We're welcoming them pretty much throughout the entire year and auditioning even now. Having students coming to us from all throughout the greater Milwaukee area, as far north as Cedarburg and Grafton, south all the way to the Wisconsin border and to Illinois border, and even as far west as Oconomowoc. So Milwaukee Children's Choir is an organization that provides these outstanding performance opportunities for these students. And we are doing collaborations with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, with the Milwaukee Ballet. Our choirs last year toured to the East Coast and where they performed in Carnegie Hall. It was incredible.
I mean, how do you get to Carnegie Hall practice, right?
Practice, exactly. And boy, do these kids practice.
And so obviously you've got more than one choir going on because you've got kids with different levels of expertise and different ages. So, you know, you have different vocal ranges and qualities.
Absolutely. We've got kids, like I mentioned, from K-4 to 12th grade. So we've got a Songbirds program for the youngest of our singers. It's a movement-based learning program where the kids are just beginning to figure out how do they use this voice of theirs. Is it just for speaking or is it for singing or for both? And as they go through the ages into our prelude choirs in first and second grade, our boy choir, our girl choir, third through sixth grade, they're learning even more about how the voice works and how does that component of bringing other voices together in a choral ensemble work. Through leadership training as well as musicianship training, music theory, and learning about repertoire and composers and poets. And
you're teaching them to read music too?
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's a huge component within Milwaukee Children's Choir is musical literacy. We stress on it just as much as any school would stress on English literacy, you know, and teaching grammar and whatnot.
When you're thinking about repertoire for all of these different choirs, let me back up. How many kids do you have in the program at any given time?
You know, our program reaches an enormity of children. We've gotten our regular programming around 200 children, but that's just our after-school program. We also have another wing called our Harmony program. And the Harmony program is an outreach program where we will go into actually two different schools in MPS schools and provide them with a music education in some of their younger levels. So at one school, we're doing K-4 through first grade. At another school, we're doing K-4 through third grade. So all of those students are being touched by Milwaukee Children's Choir. And I just this year started a satellite program where we have choirs in St. Anthony's School as well as Sherman Multicultural School for the Arts, which is also one of our MPS Harmony schools where we have a teacher in there during the day. And those have after-school choirs immediately after their school day ends. So overall, we're probably touching lives. I believe the number is around 700 plus students.
Right? And of the performing choirs, though, like the kids who are going to be performing this weekend and next weekend, how many approximately are there in those choirs?
Right. Well, the one this weekend performing Vivaldi's Gloria, amongst other pieces, is our Milwaukee Youth Chorale. And in that group, there's approximately 20 or so. It is a selective group. It is a smaller group. But we're actually doing this concert in collaboration with one of our neighborhood choirs here in town, a new chamber ensemble called Chanteclair. And Benjamin Madrowski is their director. And so we're collaborating with them in this performance to kind of bring a youthful approach but also a more mature approach so the kids can see where they can go from here, after they graduate our program and after they graduate high school, what's next? And they're seeing that through Chanteclair, and a lot of their singers are professional musicians themselves.
In all of the kids that you've touched over the 20 years in this program, obviously you hear back from at least some of them.
Absolutely.
Some who stay here, but some may go on and do other things. What do they tell you when they come back, and either they come to a concert or you meet them on the street or whatever? What do they tell you about their children's choir experience?
You know, one of those people is actually one of our parents now. And she has gone from being a child in the choir back in the early days with Emily Crocker all the way to today, now being a parent of one of my students. So she totally embraces the children's choir approach. She tells me how much she just loves the children's choir, what we do for the kids, how we have an expectation of greatness, and how we expect the children to do their best, not to be the best, but to be at their best at all times and in every sense, not just in the musical capacity, but as a human being and as a partner in this collective effort to form this ensemble. So that's just one, but we have other alumni coming back telling us how this experience has allowed them to grow in other ways, in not just musical ways, but to see how this teamwork, this effort allows them to grow in their jobs, allows them to grow in their schools, maybe even getting scholarships in the university setting and colleges for being a part of their choirs there. So it's ever increasing the popularity of the choir, and how being in a choral ensemble and sharing the love of music through words, you know, and that's like we are different from instrumental ensembles, how that truly affects the human spirit and the growth of our children.
The voice is the first instrument.
Absolutely.
When you audition for the more select choirs, what are you looking for? Obviously, a quality of voice, but beyond that, what are you looking for?
Truthfully, Bonnie, at all levels, when children come to us to audition, it's the same audition I give to my first graders as I give to the 12th graders, believe it or not. There are some components that are added, but for the most part, it's the same. What we're looking for is a keen ear for music. It's not about how good the voice is. It's not about the literacy, musical literacy. It's about, can they hear harmonies? Can they hear harmonic intervals when two notes are played at the same time? Can they hear the top note and sing it back? Can they sing the bottom note? But then I add a third component. Can they sing the middle note if I play a chord? So it's a bit of a game, really, and it's treated very lightheartedly. For our youngest of singers, they're doing the same type of thing through a different mean. They are singing Happy Birthday, you know, a song that every child knows. And so they'll sing Happy Birthday to me. That essentially tells me, can they match pitch? I have them singing both in their chest voice and in their head voice. So it's a very simple audition, even for our older kids. For some of the older ones, I'll have them, you know, I'll take out a piece of music and say, what is this symbol? And they'll tell me what it is. I say, well, where does that lie in the music? Well, that's an A, or that's a treble clef. This is a key of E major, so on and so forth. And that just gives me a grasp of where are they in their musical literacy. But by no means will that not allow them to be a part of the choir.
If they don't know that that's an A.
Right. Ultimately, that just allows me to then say, okay, where is the most appropriate place for you to be within our program that you won't feel threatened by, and you'll go into a place where other students are in the same level as you, and you'll feel comfortable, you'll grow as a musician, and then into the program, further performing department choirs.
What does being part of this program do for you?
Oh, my word.
What do you get from this?
Keeps me busy is what it does.
It certainly keeps you busy from everything you've said.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
but musically and personally, what is this?
Well, I can tell you, Bonnie, as a child, I was a part of a group called the American Boy Choir. The American Boy Choir is an organization that travels internationally, performs all around the world with pretty much every major symphony in the world. They were just here in Milwaukee 2 weekends ago. And one of my students from Milwaukee Children's Choir is now a member of this incredible ensemble. That experience and being now coming full circle and allowing my own students to work with that choir, and for me to be able to work with these students in Milwaukee, allows me the opportunity to invest in the education that I had as a student and to give it back to them. And one of the things that a promise I made to myself upon graduating the American Boy Choir School, and it was one of our missions and mottos as graduates, and I still wear the ring today of the school because it's a symbol for me. And the whole idea was the seal of the school was to be placed out upon graduation. And that means that you take everything you've learned throughout the course of the time there, leadership, musicianship, everything, and you share it with the world because they gave to you by showing up to the concerts. They shared in that human experience of music making with you. So now it's time to give back in this different way, in whatever way that meant. For me, I knew in eighth grade that meant as a choral director. I was 100% sold on it. And since then, I've been pursuing that. So to be able to continue along that track and to continue along the mission that Herbert Huffman set for the American Boy Choir School and now share it with Milwaukee students, it's quite honestly the dream come true to see my students, to see the sparkle in their eyes when they sing. And Bonnie, it is worth coming to a concert to hear these kids sing. It is beyond incredible. My kids make fun of me at times because when my glasses come off my face, they know the reason it is because I've been so involved with the music that I'm about to cry. And so they start to laugh, of course. But that is the investment. It's a spiritual, emotional, and you know, and they're teaching me every day. They really – maybe I don't tell them that enough, but they are teaching me every single day.
And you hope that some of them will go on and do exactly what you did in the future.
You know, I – not necessarily, believe
really?
It or not. My hope is that they take the same ideals, the principles of leadership, of sharing, of communication, of spirituality in the sense of how do we share our spirits as a human spirit within each other, not necessarily musically, but that would be great, of course. But I hope they take with them these special humanistic skills and use them in their daily lives. That's what music is really for. It's a sharing. It's not to build the next, you know, American Idol star. It's a sharing, and that's what I hope they take with them.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Marco, for coming in and sharing a little bit about the Milwaukee Children's Choir.
Well, thank you very much, Bonnie. Appreciate it.
Marco Antonio Melendez is the artistic director of the Milwaukee Children's Choir. Their choir has two upcoming performances. This Sunday afternoon, they'll perform at St. Paul's Episcopal Church on Milwaukee's East Side.
Next weekend, they'll host a Veterans Day concert Saturday evening at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. There is more information about both concerts at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.
And that is all the time we have today. I am Bonnie North, thanking you as always for tuning in. I hope you have a great weekend.
I'm Mitch Teich. Join us for Lake Effect Weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 3 in the afternoon, and be sure to be right back here at 10 o'clock Monday morning for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. It's 11 o'clock.
Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next.